Yo, we are back again. Debate the Music, episode 7. Is it 7 or 6? 7, right?
That's seven. Yes, sir.
7, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for subscribing. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21.
Yeah, man. First thing we gotta discuss Drake, More Life. He did drop it earlier today. We had
You
to push.
kept his word.
Yeah, man, I was kind of surprised. We had to push the show back. Wanted to make sure we listened to the album a couple of times. I don't know about you, but I have to listen to the album all the way through a few times. And make
Absolutely,
sure
absolutely.
you can't be one of them one-time listeners and all this sucks. Nah, man, we gave it a few
Or you can be
listens.
one of them one-time listeners, and be like, "Oh my God, this is album of the year." So,
Hey, I saw that. I saw a few of those, man.
you, bro, that's all I see.
Yeah, man. So for me overall, I think it was definitely a good album. I heard a lot of good tracks, but I'm not really a fan of the whole Jamaican type of dance hall that sound. I'm not a fan of it. That's not my thing.
Man, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he got this from and why he continues to add it to his albums, but it's not working. It's not working for me, and it's damn sure not. You just said it yourself, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what he's hoping to accomplish with it.
It was about 5 or 6 songs in a row, actually. That just really
Yes.
sounded, just sound too much like dance hall and just something else. And I'm not a fan of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my style.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's trash because I know some people out there that probably love them joints, but it ain't for me, man.
Gonna see people on Snapchat with them joints, especially the females. They're gonna be with the flower emoji on, listening to the reggae joints. Like one dance controller, those didn't work for me from View. So I don't know why he would add it to this project. But then again, it's not an album, it's a playlist. So, I mean, when you look at it, it understands. I mean, I understand why it fits in that bill. But here's the question I want to propose to you. Because it's a playlist, does that mean you cannot call it a rap album?
Nah, I think he can call it a playlist, but we gonna still look at this as an album. It was overall, it's 22 songs on there. He has features and everything. It's just the same as an album, pretty much. So I think this qualifies as an album, definitely, man.
So, what was one of the tracks that you were moved by the most? Like, which one that you that stood out to you?
So for me, I got a couple of songs that I was feeling. That I know I'm gonna say this wrong. That Gal Chaser, number 9. That Gal
Oh,
Chaser.
okay.
Portland was dope. Sacrifices was dope. KMT was dope. I heard a lot of the London or is it British? I heard a lot of them rappers. They was heard a lot of them on a couple of joints. They're not too bad. It's decent. You can just hear such a distinctness. People are kind of. I saw Twitter killing them, man. That nobody liked that.
Yeah, man. For me, I like the first track. I Do Not Disturb was
That was dope.
amazing.
That was nothing
Do
but
Not
bars.
Disturb was kind of, I was like, ooh. And then I like Lose You. Lose You
Oh,
was,
Lose You. Yeah, that was like a top bars
I
track.
was like, wow. And then I heard the one with him and Kanye, and I was kind of like, did Kanye just throw this shit on here or what? Because they could have did better with that track. But definitely, oh, Young Thug's verse, I have to give Young Thug props, because on
Yo,
Sacrifices
that was shocking.
he came with it, and I'm like, what? Like, where has this been?
I was
Like,
shocked.
he trying to make his name for XXL this year or something. Like, I'm like, yo.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was shocked when I heard Young Thug rapping like that. Like, he didn't just come on there just with a bunch of ad libs. He was giving bars. And I'm like, yo, like, those are some real bars. Like, I'm kind of shocked when I hear rappers like him go for bars. But another thing I wanted to point out to you, just listening to this album and how everybody comes with this narrative that Drake steals flows, I really appreciate the rappers that always sound like themselves. And I know that sounds stupid, so let me explain. Whenever you hear 2 Chainz, whenever you hear 2 Chainz, he sounds like 2 Chainz.
Oh,
like,
God.
All the time. He never sounds like anybody else. Whenever you hear Travis Scott, he sounds like Travis Scott. Like, those are two distinct rappers who I can always point to where they're gonna keep their same consistent flow, their sound, their cadence. Everything is gonna be the same. Their delivery is always the same. I really respect that. I think more artists should take that approach.
They should, because it's all about being yourself. And like we talked about, I think it was the previous episode, it's never okay to steal somebody's flow. But nowadays, it's hard to tell because everybody sounds the goddamn same. Like, some of these songs, Drake was using a Migo flow. Other songs, he was trying to mumble rap. And I don't know why he was trying to mumble rap, but he enhances it. He takes it and it doesn't sound bad because he's lyrically skilled enough to mumble rap and it actually be, you know, more metaphors and bars and all that. So, like you said, you can appreciate the rappers who are themselves. I can too, because I can't picture Young Thug trying to use, let's say, a Big Sean or a J. Cole. You know, I can't picture that. So when Young Thug gets on the track and he raps the way he raps, and on this one, he came with it. And that's why I was like, yo, like, my eyes were big the whole time. Like, what the hell? But you got to think, this is Drake. And Drake ain't going to just go for anything on his song. So maybe he kind of, I don't know if he I'm not going to say he wrote it, because I can't discredit Young Thug like that. But maybe he kind of was like, you know, this project is so big, bro. He got the More Life flower tattooed on his arm. So this has to mean something to Drake.
Yeah, man, I definitely agree, because I'm hearing them flow and they came with some bars. Like, one distinct bar I heard Travis Scott, he said, I had to catch this one. I had to re-listen to it because I'm hearing everybody, you know, what they're saying. And I feel, on my first listen, I'm hearing what they're saying. I'm like, okay, this isn't the normal raps, like, that we hear from these artists. This isn't the normal just garbage. Like, Young Thug had probably one of his best verses ever on there, man. Honestly, I'm not a Young Thug fan, but that sounded like the best version I've ever heard. Travis Scott said, I'm not signed to Jay-Z, but I can still ride the tidal wave. I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, okay.
Yes. Caught my attention too.
We need to come with bars. I appreciate the bars. I think Drake's best line on the album, so far what I caught was, told y'all I was top 5. No, I'm not. I'm top 2, but I'm not 2. Like, come on, man. That's shots at everybody right there. Rappers come at other rappers like that. Like, go at everybody with that one. I love that attitude. You know what I'm saying? He came with it. That was nice. He gave us, I think the album had good balance. Did you catch any other bars from the album?
Yes, I did. I peeped some shots. He was talking to Jay. He was talking to Meek. Did you peep that Ghost Rider lyric, though?
Yeah, I got that one. I caught that
one. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, man. I appreciate when rappers just say what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? I think Lose You, like you were saying, and the last one, the outro song, that was like, he really just gave us bars. It reminded me of that song, The Ride, he had on Take Care. Like, when that he one, just get on there and just give, just straight bars, just no BS singing, no humming and all that. Like, he just was rapping. Like, I want to hear rappers rap. And this, he gave me a few songs where he rapped, so I'm satisfied, man. That was good.
What was the worst song to you?
I don't know. I feel like just the whole, like, the first few. Free Smoke was dope.
Yeah, it was.
I wasn't feeling the Blem, Passion Fruit. I'm not feeling none of those.
Man, I thought I was the only one. I heard Passion Fruit, and I'm like, what is this? And then I heard the Blem, and then I heard Teenage Fever, and I'm like, yo, like, what are you doing?
Hey, those are songs for all the light-skinned cats, man. That's not for us.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know, it's Drake. Maybe he kind of wanted to blend all his styles in one and give it out. Because Views was a letdown. Let's just be honest. It was a letdown. Yeah, it did its numbers. It went platinum and all that. But yeah.
One thing I want to say about that is, I don't know, I got a different point of view when it comes to rappers of Drake status. So when an artist that's as big as he is puts out an album that, like, he's one of the art, like, let's be honest, Twitter literally had a listening party for this dude's album. Like,
yeah, they did.
Me and you were talking about it while we're listening to it at the same time, and not in the same room. Like, that just, technology is amazing. So,
Big Snapchat got filters for this shit and everything. Like, it's crazy.
Man, the fact that he has that big of like, his status is so big, he has so much star power. He's gonna do numbers regardless. I think that he has to measure himself in the quality of his work and not numbers. Like, an artist that's coming up can really measure themselves when it comes to numbers and how many did you sell in the first week. Those things matter to them. But Drake gonna sell regardless. So he has to measure himself on quality and not more so quantity. You feel me? Like, what did you say? Yep. What was your production quality? All that type of stuff matters. Instead of, oh, you sold a million. Like, eh. Like, that's a big deal, yes. But when you get to Drake's level, when he's done it multiple times, it's not a big deal now. We need something else.
That album is already platinum.
Right?
Just wait till the numbers come out. It's already platinum. And I feel bad for Future. I just do, because Future had it. But I'm sorry, Future. It's Drake's turn now. Like, it's nothing you can do right now, bro. Gotta respect it. But I can honestly say this year, 2017, has been a great year for music.
Oh, man.
Like, it's been some really dope projects to come out every month so far. Dating to right now, up to today, it's been some solid projects. So I'm not sure what's coming out going forward, but I hope the trend continues, because music alone, not just art, not just hip hop, but just music, R&B, like, it's just been some really dope music. So I'm looking forward to see how the rest of the year goes.
Right, I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. I'm trying to see what else we gonna hear, man. So we definitely, right, now we right. need to transition. You know, we gotta talk about Rick Ross. First off, I gotta start this off by saying that Rick Ross is one of the most consistent rappers we have in the game. Like, ever since Every Damn Hustlin', like, he's been consistent. I can't think of a bad album he's had. Every album has some hits on there. Every album. He doesn't have a bad album.
That, like, is very
honestly
true.
If we go off of quality and consistency, Rick Ross got to be up there, man.
He has to be. And this album was kind of his comeback album, because, you know, like I said, he took a break for a while. Of course, he dropped the Black Market and the Black Dollar projects, but if you are a Ross fan, like, I'm not going to say like I am. I mean, because I am a Ross fan, but there's hardcore Ross fans, and they were kind of upset at the album. Not because it didn't do good, but just they felt it was rushed. So I feel like this time he kind of took his time and he went for what he wanted to go for. And I can honestly say that I was amazed and I was impressed by this album. Not only from the beat standpoint, but speaking of the beats, my God, he had some heat on there, man. And I just was like, yo, like, it's one thing about Rick Ross. This man knows what he won't. I don't know if he gets in the booth and he just, like, closes his eyes and, you know, visualizes it, but his beats be off the chain.
It seems like
it's got better.
Man, and it seems, I think that he creates such good music because he's patient. Like, I feel like he doesn't rush it, but at the same time, he doesn't waste time either. Like, we don't have to really worry about a Ross album, because we know we'll get it in due time and we know it's going to be good. Every album has been good. Teflon Don was good. Hood Billionaire, Deeper Than Rap. Like, he's had consistent quality content. Like, and I'm only obsessed with that. Like, it's such an amazing thing to me, because think about how many artists we can say that about who didn't have, like, that downslide. Like, he only has been rising. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I respect that, man. He has some great production, some great beats. I love how he took the shot at Nicki just straight up,
I was like, yo, she's gonna be upset about that. We know she will, but who gives a shit,
right? But I respect him for just saying it. Like, just say it. Don't beat around the bush. Don't
definitely. That first track was just, it was everything.
Man, that was
Like
fire.
I talked about previous episodes, when you can open your album with a solid intro, that's everything. Because you have to capture the listener's attention.
Yeah,
so
man.
I feel like he succeeded.
Right? He put out... It was dope, man. And what'd you think about him and the whole Birdman situation?
You know, coming into this, if I knew nothing about it, I would have been like, Rick Ross needs to mind his business. You know, why is he butting into this? But I respect him for doing it. And here's why. I didn't even know DJ Khaled was involved in it. I don't know if you've seen it on the timeline like I have, but there's been speculation that when DJ Khaled talks about they, that he's referring to Cash Money like Birdman. And it kind of makes some sense if you really look at it, because DJ Khaled was signed to Cash Money. I think it was an album of his that he put out, and I think that was his worst album, to be honest with you. He was signed to Cash Money, and I don't know if they screwed him or what, but for Rick Ross to kind of step in and advocate and try to, I'm going to say respectfully, diss Birdman, because he even said, I love you, Stunna. I hate it had to come to this. And for him to do that, it was like, yo, like, I was like, damn. And did you see the response?
Yeah.
Birdman said, like, come on, bro. That's the best you can come up with? Like, really?
Right, that was
I'll be caught up in whole shit. Like, what do you mean?
that's the worst way to respond when somebody accuses you of something.
That is the worst way.
Like, I feel like Birdman is always bad with that, though. Like, he doesn't handle confrontation well. We saw that with the whole Breakfast Club scene. Like, he doesn't...
Oh, yeah, he just got up and left. Yeah, right.
He doesn't handle it well. He doesn't have a conversation with you. He's
not
an adult
about it. You want respect
on
your name, but you can't even... Like, come on, bro. So, I respect Rick Ross. And you can say what you want. You can call Rick Ross a CEO. You can say what you want. But when it comes to music, the man is gifted. He's talented. So, I don't care about nobody's past. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know...
Yeah, man. I don't think Rick Ross gets the credit he deserves.
He don't.
Like, he doesn't get the love that he deserves. Like, think about how long he's been in the game. Like, Rick Ross been out here for a while.
9 studio albums.
Port of Miami dropped in 2006.
Man, I was in 11th grade.
Come on, man. What other rappers do we have out here that put out consistent quality content and don't really sway too much? Like, we hear him in the news every now and then, but he's always putting in a good word.
Yep. And then he transitioned. Like, he, you know, he was having seizures and he was wilding out. You know, he even said he stopped. He cut down. I mean, he still smokes, but he doesn't do it as much as he used to. And I love the fact that he used this album to touch on not only the Birdman situation, but he touched on things that was going on in his life. He touched on the seizures. He touched on the Lyra situation, even though it was subliminal, but he still touched on the sex tape situation and the fact that she left him and all that, but he's still here. He's still, you know, so I got nothing but respect for Ross. And I feel like the only reason why he won't get the number one album in the country is because More Life just came out, but he definitely will get number two.
Yeah, man, he'll definitely be second. I mean, I feel like Ross is getting money. He ain't really tripping on it. I think his thing with rapping, he raps because he probably loves to rap and he wants to put out good content, and I respect that. You know, I don't think for him, you know, how I was just saying Drake wants to put out good content. That's how he rates himself. Ross doesn't. I'm sure he's another guy who doesn't rate himself off of being number one or two. You know, he gonna get money regardless. He just want to put out good work, and he's more so worried about other features, you know, other aspects of his life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this man got Wingstops. He got other things going on. He has, I think Wale's album is going to be dropping within the next, between this month and May, because he got a tour coming up. You got the MMG album. So he has ways to put money in his pocket that doesn't, well, he doesn't have to worry about his album selling. I mean, like you said, I mean, he's been in the game so long, he don't need it. He has platinum. Hustling was the biggest record. Everybody was on that. You were in the gym, going to work, whatever you were doing, Hustling was on your playlist. And if you say it wasn't, not you, bro, because I know it was, but if you sit here and listen to this show and tell me that Hustling was not on your playlist, You're alive.
Oh, it definitely was.
Straight up.
Hustle was one of them songs that when you hear it, it just changed your whole mood. Like, you
got... Right. It was like Hustle Hard. It was Ace Hood Hustle Hard.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was just one of them songs that just made you want to get out there and get it. If I'm on the court, I'm going to listen to Hustle Hard and I'm going to try to be Kobe. You know, I'm going to do something. You know what I'm saying? That's what hustling was. So, Rick Ross, I mean, a lot of people may say, oh, he got so many features on it. But he's one of the, who doesn't want to work with Rick Ross? Let's just be real. Who doesn't want to work with Rick Ross? So, I would. Hell, if I'm in the game and he offered me a spot on his CD and it's going to help people take heed of my talent and then potentially make people want to invest in my career, shit, why not? And then if he wants to get on my album, it's a good look for me too. You know? I applaud Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane is on every goddamn thing, bro.
Yeah, man, he's everywhere.
But yeah, man, it was solid. Both Drake and Rick Ross came with it. I have to say that I'm impressed by both albums, although I have my reasons with Drake, you know, the singing and the reggae. But other than that, man, it was still a solid project. Out of 22 songs, about 16, 17 of them were good.
Right.
So I'm good with that.
I definitely will give it 4.5 stars. You know, just be, if it wasn't for the Jamaican joints, it'd be perfect. And a few too much little singing, but he'll never put out a song with just rapping. So exactly. I'll give it 4.5 stars, man.
Okay. And I would give it a solid 4. Only because, like you said, no album was perfect. Well, I can't say that, but I just feel like there's always room for improvement. So for me to rate a 5, it would have to be Forest Hill Drive, like, type of work.
Yeah, definitely, man. Next, we got to talk about, we got some negativity we got to speak on. We got to talk about my boy Tyrese, man. You know Tyrese from our hood, man. You know, he's from over there. He went to the school over there, man.
Sure did. Shout out to Lot. What's the saying? Always the same.
Yeah, man. Tyrese from the hood, man. And he said some pretty controversial things on Instagram posts. Very, very long. I'm not about to read the whole thing, man. But he just was basically saying,
we don't have to.
He basically was saying that real men still like natural women, and women are doing too much when it comes to the makeup and the improvement of their bodies and paying for this and that and just the fake hair. And he was really going in on the manufactured women. And he was making it clear that...
I was like,
yeah, he was going in, man. And I mean, personally, let me say this. This is my view take on it. Like, I do agree with what a lot of what he was saying, but I do feel like he could have said it better.
Right.
But again, the message he was saying, if you look past the negative part of it, then he's clearly making a point. Because I think that it's not about... I think that most women are looking at it from the wrong point of view of, like, we don't want to do what men tell us to do. I don't think that's the issue here. I think the biggest thing is when you have so many women that are faked and fake and manufactured and everything about you is fake, young girls look up to you and then they see you as, oh man, like, I have to be this amazing person. I have to have a perfect body. Like, one girl tweeted a picture of this Instagram model. I'm tripping. It was a Cash Doll, the rapper. And she was like, oh my gosh, she's 25. She's so built. And I mean, she does look good, yes. Well, to some dudes. But and like in society's eyes today, they would say she's attractive. But in reality, she paid for that body. Now you have young girls who feel like they don't look good and they're less because they can't pay for their body. That's the bigger issue here, is that we have this fake persona that's being portrayed to younger girls, and they feel like they have to live up to those standards, which are literally impossible. It has to be made. Like, unless someone, like, you go see a doctor, you can't look like that. It's impossible, you know? So I think that's the bigger issue here, is what these older women are teaching younger girls, you know, that look to them. And you can say you're not a role model and all that, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't love hip hop every day of the week, like, you're on TV all the time, you're on Instagram all the time, you all over the place, like, kids are going to see you and they're going to look up to you. So when they see that, then they're going to say, like, even not even kids, just teenagers. Like, the girl probably was like 21 and she said, oh my God, she's built, like, and she wouldn't look like her, but she clearly can't. So I think he could have said it better, but I do agree, you know.
Here's my take on what Tyrese said. I do agree with it to a certain extent. I feel like too many women try to rush out, and not necessarily the weaves, because that's tolerable. Like, I mean, sometimes women want to wear weaves. Sometimes I know women who have beautiful hair and they just don't feel like doing their hair. They feel like a weave may be more convenient. But the part where I agree with Tyrese at is the whole getting any work done to your body, because I feel like you should, if you don't accept yourself for who you are, then how can we as men accept you? And that's not saying that you don't go get the work. I mean, because there's some men who are thirsty for that kind of shit. Like, they'll see the plastic bodies and then just be, oh my God, like, you know, and blown away. But I just feel like Tyrese is married now. You found the love of your life. You found the woman that you stood before God with to spend the rest of your life with. Why are you concerned with what other women are doing?
I think I know why he did that, though, after he got married. Because I don't know if you saw it, but Twitter was killing him. I mean, because
his wife. Yeah, they were saying she's not black. Yeah.
Yeah, they mad at him. And I feel like he's kind of got a point. You know, y'all disrespect me and get on me for marrying this woman. But when I go and talk to you, when I go see most of y'all nowadays, y'all are fake. And let's be honest, all these women out here getting work done. And it's just kind of funny how women get literally fake eyelashes, fake hair, fake breasts, fake booty. And the booty is clearly the most obvious one. Like, everything
that's
about you
one
is,
I think
of. Everything about you is fake, and then you'd be like, I want a real man. It's kind of, it's a little laughable, you know? Like, nothing about you is real. Nothing about you is realistic. Nothing. Literally nothing. You know, and you want somebody else to be so real and honest and perfect for you, yet you don't really like yourself. Like, it's kind of...
That's what it's about. That's all it's about. It's like, do you go get this work to feel better about yourself, or do you get this work just because you want that attention from men? So, I personally don't think Tyrese meant any harm by his statement. I do feel like he could have worded it different, which is why he posted it and then deleted it. Because if you didn't feel some way, you would have kept it up there. Not saying that's what he's supposed to do, but I'm just saying me. You know, I'm going to stand behind what I say. If I say something, whether it receives positive feedback or negative feedback, I'm going to stand by what I said. So, yeah, he kind of did. Like, well, y'all keep shooting on my wife. My wife is all natural. Like, she got this, she got that. But at the end of the day, he said what he said. And we as people can take it and we can either make it a positive situation or we can make it negative, because at the end of the day, man, like, all that extra getting a nose job, a boob job, that's not needed. Like, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You know, all women can't be built the same.
Right.
Some are tall, some are skinny, some are light, some are darker. Some have hair, some don't have hair. Like Amber Rose, for example. Amber Rose is one of the most beautiful women, and it's not even by her hair. Her smile, her complexion.
Hey, that's Amber, all I'm Rose, saying, 'cause, I mean, Amber Rose is literally the flyest woman with a bald head. Like, literally, she's so fly.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Her head shape is, like, perfect, nigga.
So it's like, you don't need, like, a weave to justify your beauty. You don't need a boob job to, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, some people just do it to be relevant, but...
Yeah, this is what I said about it on Twitter earlier. I said that you can always do you. You can always do what you want to do, say what you want to say, dress how you want to dress. Like, you can do that. But one thing that people have to understand is you can't control how people respond. So, if you are going to go and get a fake booty and you know everybody going to talk about you, you have to be first willing to accept that and then not care. Like, don't care what they say. And not like the fake online not caring. Like, you tweeting you don't care and you saying it repeatedly. I mean, literally don't care. Like, you wear what you want to, be what you want to, like, literally do what you want to. Because once you get to the point that you really don't care what people got to say about you, you can live your life freely. You can, like, live in your truth, as they say. You know what I'm saying? And I think when people can really do that, they won't even be upset with what Tyrese said. You know, it won't even bother you because you don't really care what he has to say. You know, so I think that, you know, you can, Women, you can do what you want to, get what you want to done to you, whatever. You are an adult, you got money, do what you want to do. Like, nobody gonna stop you. Nobody's controlling you, man. Y'all be great, man. Go be great.
This is what I
Like,
will say to the fellas. This is what I will say. Don't let Tyrese's comments turn you into an asshole, because a body, a hairstyle shouldn't justify your love for a woman. You should love a woman for how, what she brings out of you. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, us men, we love with the wrong head, and that girl with the fattest ass can turn out to be the craziest woman you ever met, and that girl with the flattest ass can be the sweetest woman you ever met. It's all about the inside. Like, if a woman, I'd rather a woman be beautiful on the inside. Now, that's not to say you can't take care of yourself, but you know, it's to each his own kind of thing. Like me, you know, however you take care of yourself, if you want to get a wave and you cool with that, and your man is cool with that, that's what y'all do. But Tyrese is his own man. I just don't want no man. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be like Tyrese. Like, nah, man, you gotta be you, man.
yeah, but to be honest, man, we got to stop the whole battle of the sexes thing. I'm tired of it. It's exhausting.
Exactly.
You know, I'm tired
Right.
of every time I go on Twitter or Tumblr or Facebook, it's black men versus black women and women versus women. Like, it's just annoying. Can we just all, like, literally all get along? Like, for real.
Man,
Like,
like.
let's argue about other stuff. I really have a debate with you about something that matters other than, oh, men hate women and women hate men. It's exhausting. You know, and we all love music. We had to drop some
Hey.
knowledge on y'all, though, man.
Real, man. Real.
So, yeah, man, we got some great music today. Definitely a good week for hip hop. I'm looking forward to see what else is coming, man. Let's do a sleeper beat.
I just read that Raekwon's album is dropping on the 24th.
Oh, word? Okay.
So I'm anxious. Yeah, it's called The Wild. I'm anxious to hear that.
Okay. Gotta look out for that.
It won't be, I'm pretty sure it won't be Drake Big, but you can Raekwon been in the game, man, so he don't give a damn about sales. I just want to, you know, I'm gonna point out some of the features to you. He has a Lil Wayne feature. He has a G-Eazy feature. Matter of fact, he only has, oh, and a CeeLo Green feature. So he has tracks that should get him some credit, some credibility. So I'm anxious to hear what that sounds like.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to hear it, man. So,
Sleeping TikTok.
wait, hold on, wait. We gotta plug
You're
our
right.
freestyle
You're
tournament,
right.
man.
You're right.
Artists keep getting them
Artists,
in.
I don't know what y'all waiting on, man, but I think we only got like one solid person who I actually really seen post a flyer to their IG. So shout out to you, Circle Marsh. You've been the only one who pushed the tournament, and I see you've been getting feedback from your people. So I appreciate you for that. I'm sure Chris appreciates you as well. To anybody else that's saying, who's been in my DM on Twitter saying they were interested, it's simple, man. Like, you guys are more than welcome to join the tournament, but all we need you guys to do is follow us on Twitter, KingTail21,
I'm just greatness.
and then hit the Instagram page at Debate the Music. Follow the page. You can either post a flyer to your Instagram, or you can post it on Twitter. Drop a message letting everybody know that you're going to be participating. That way, you will have your support as well as the support from the network. Because it's going to be big, man. I'm going to let Chris break down to y'all what he's trying to do. You know, what he ran by me, was it 2 days ago? So I'm going to
Yeah,
let him go ahead
man.
and run that by y'all.
I mean, I've been working like crazy behind the scenes. The goal is to get us a sponsor for the Debate the Music tournament, you know. So, because what we want to do is have more giveaways. Right now, we're just offering promotion, but what we're planning to do is have some headphone giveaways, some microphones, you know, for all the artists that's out there. You know, I heard of one guy who had a dope track. His quality wasn't good, you know. He said he was recording with his Apple headphones. You know, I understand the
Oh,
struggle. I would love to,
right.
you feel me, be able to give him, you know, give him a good microphone and some good headphones, you feel me, to really improve his sound. So, you know, that's something that we're working on giving away. We're definitely setting up a sponsorship for the tournament. Yeah, man, we got some big artists planning on coming on the show. I've reached out to. I don't want to throw no names out there. I can't do that, man. I can't do that. But we got some big things in store, man. So y'all definitely got to
DJ
tune
Khaled
in.
sing. Top secret.
Top secret, man. We working though, man. We definitely working. Y'all got to make sure y'all follow us, man. For real. This is going to be big. I'm telling you, man. It's going to be big.
Yes, sir. So, like I said, man, it's simple. Just follow the pages, spread the word that you joined the tournament, and other than that, man, it's a go.
Yeah, man. Let's see who your sleeper pick, who you got this week.
So this comes from an artist in New York, Highbridge, New York, and his SoundCloud is at the Royal Mob. I feel like this song is perfect for this episode, considering with Tyrese, the whole backlash from that. The song is called "I Just Might," and the Twitter post, he said, "The ladies love this, and the real men respect this. I Just Might, my latest song." It's when you look at the title, you may think "I Just Might What," but once you hear the song, you'll understand. So I feel like this was really a dope song, and I even let the guy know, "Yo, I'm gonna use this song this week for the sleeper pick," and he told me, "Go ahead." So that's my sleeper pick.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's get to it.
I just might settle down with my shorty. Might show off to my homies. Might make her my one and only. I just might put a ring on her finger. Might bring her gifts when I see her. Might finally let my moms meet her. I just might. Personality, persistence the key. She don't know what she got doing to me. They say that apple don't fall far from the tree. She bad, must have been apple like Eve, yeah. Let me go spark on my trees, yeah. She fabulous, can't deny it. Killing shit, death coming threes, yeah. All minds, I can't believe it. She for the sex, girl, she for the love. Rebel and cranberry mixed with the rum. Both of us tipsy, stumbling out the club. They said no cuffing, no else, we owe a dub. Three sides to a story, mine, yours, the truth. Don't fuck with these birds, they can't hop in the coop. Once you start cuffing, they all over you. But I ain't worried, cause it's just me
I
and
just
you, girl.
Might settle down with my shorty. Might show off to my homies. Might make her my one and only. I just might put a ring on her finger. Might bring her gifts when I see her. Might finally let my moms meet her. I just might.
Tell me how you feel, by the way. Show me if it's real, by the way. If I said I need you, would you come right away? Would you leave your friends and would you drop everything? So much on my mind that I don't know what to say. Rather not speak and just show you it. The shape in my chest, you controlling it. The way I'm feeling now, I can't get over it.
All right, man, that's a dope track, man. We definitely got y'all got to reach out to these artists, man. Put them in your playlist, tweet them, all that, man. We make sure after the show, we go put them on our Instagram page. We plug them on Twitter and all that, man. That's why y'all gotta follow us, interact, man. Let us know what you think.
We're not putting this music out for no reason. We're trying to network. Like, we're trying to help not only these artists put their music out, but we're trying to educate you guys and let you guys know what's out there, because it's a lot of bullshit out there. And I'm just gonna be blatantly honest. And like we've been saying for the past 2-3 shows now, if you come on this tournament spitting hot garbage, I might just stop you. Like Sandman Apollo stop you. Like, yo. Like, I'm just being real, man. I don't want it. Like, I want this to be huge. This could be a career booster for not only us, but for you guys. So,
Yeah, man.
Sleeper picks are important.
So important, man. Y'all got to show some love to these artists, man. Mine for today, for this episode, is Boogie. This song is called Sunroof. Dog, this is such a good track. It's on his album, Thirst 48 Part 2. This dude, man.
That's a dope album.
It's an LA artist, and I don't know what it is. It's just when I hear this song, it takes me back to like middle school days for some reason. It's a good vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them tracks that you hear, you like, dang, I like this. And it's soothing. You know, so definitely show him some love on Twitter, man. I'm going to definitely tweet his song out and all that. I'll plug it in the episode. So
let's hear that.
Like my backwood when I got up, yeah, yeah, like a kickback, throw that shit crack, it ain't shot up, yeah, yeah, you like tacos on a drunk night, you a club night without a dumb fight, you like Roscoe's on the next day, skipping all the traffic, know the best way, that's why I love you like the west side, oh, yeah, fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose, look at how your stress flies, oh, yeah. Clouds full of pain, yeah. Like, let it fall and tell Tony, Tony, Tony that it's cool if it rain here. Yeah. Like, oh, just look at the benefits.
Look at the benefits.
Despite knowing night, your whole life, know its future is bright as the city we living in.
Bright as the city.
I got your attention, now it's my intention to take all that tension and shit, not to mention.
Love you like the west side.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers out the sunroof. Won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress flies.
Oh, yeah.
Can't take what's inside me, even when I'm far away. Love you like the west side.
All right, man. That was some good sleeper picks, man.
Ooh, yeah, that's something right there, man. Like, that's like summertime vibe. Like, cigar type music, man.
Yeah, man. So, artists, reach out to us, man. Thank y'all for listening. Definitely check me out on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Check me out on Twitter at KingTail21. Keep hitting the Debate the Music Instagram page. The followers are going up. One thing I want to point out on Instagram, we're not looking for no, because I get a lot of followers. Hey, you want followers? Like, we're not doing that. We're just trying to network and build. So, all the spams, you're going to continue to not be followed and be unfollowed because we're not having it. But to the people that have followed, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Snapchat, whether it be Instagram, we appreciate you guys. This is episode 7. It's only going up. Tournament coming.
Yeah, man. And you know what we're going to start doing? If you go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Give you a shout out on the next show for your Instagram, your Twitter page. If you're an artist, send us your music. You know, we might be able to give you a shout out. So make sure you go to iTunes, 5-star rating and review.
Sure.
All right, man. Thank you all for listening.
Thank y'all.